if you want to ask a lot of things about school and how school's different, like, there was, I mean, as I say, there were from four, because there were children coming to about four, the official school age was five, but some came before they were five, to 14.
And then, so you would lose some of them at age 11, presumably, to go to the grammar school.
You could go at 10. You sit twice for the County Minor Scholarship. You could sit, if you were 10, before April the 1st, or if you were 11 before April the 1st.
Right.
There were three teaching rooms, really. And of course, there were just three staff. Actually, when he went at first, there were four. But one of them left soon after he got there to get married, and the West Riding didn't replace her. The court managed with three. The toilets were outside at the back, and they were very primitive. They didn't flush. They sort of all flushed automatically about every two or three or four hours. But I mean, it wasn't. What happened to them when we had this no water in the summer? I don't know. Although there was so-called central heating, it was only pipes, pipes perhaps about that in diameter that ran along the side of the wall, no radiators. And some of the father's caretakers weren't as good as they might have been, perhaps, and firing up. They'd bank up for the night rather early. Yeah. And I know my father himself would go and unbank and, add more coke and keep the heat going for long.
Was there a staff room there?
Well,
your dad was there.
Well, you can't call it a staff room. It's only just this little room. You know, there was water there. There was a little washer, which my father's sisters, they could use some there. Dinner, meat. And you see, there weren't any school dinners in my family's time. The children all were having to walk to and from school.
Yeah.
Twice a day, including a lot who came from Kilwick Grange and the farms beyond.
It's a long way to go for lunch,
isn't it?
So, I mean, they were going up and down Priestbank twice a day.
Yeah.
And actually, when they did start having school dinners, I think he had, he got them, they had, it'd been the church school and all the links with the church. He arranged that they could have, the children could have their dinners in the parish room, the ground floor there. Well, you see, there were no facilities at all in the school. Quite a few children came, quite a few came from the junction, from hiding houses.
Yeah.
And, from the houses between, on the way to Cross Hills. Certainly, I think certainly all the children between the River Bridge and the station, we had a station in those days. And in fact, it some came from Cross Hills itself, because there were the family that had the fish shop at the top of Cross Hills. They came. There was a church school. Perhaps had more links with the church than the schools do now. Because I remember one thing used to happen in a church school issue, it was a scripture exam. When somebody from the diocese an old clergyman called Canon Watson from Bingley used to come. You'd have perhaps half a day holiday that day, because when it finished with the class, it was a holiday. But all told, that made the church schools have one day less holiday in the year than the council schools. We didn't go into church quite a lot, especially during Lent. It'd be like the morning assembly. It didn't boil down to being the morning. Well, of course, you always had more prayers, I think, in the church school. And what we also did was we ended the morning session by singing "Be Present at Our Table, Lord."
Right.
That grace.
Yeah.
And then when they came back, they began the afternoon by saying, "We thank thee, Lord, for this our food."
But did you not have a preliminary service first thing in the morning?
Oh, yes, that's right.
It's
in a scripture lesson every day.
That's right.
And did you say anything at the end of the day? Sing anything or say?
Yes, I'm pretty sure we had prayers at the end of the day. I'd just forgotten that.
How many pupils were there?
Well, the total was about 100, I think. Mm. So, let me see. So three classes of 30, but not well, not just one age. As I say, only, you know, having to cover them from up to 40. Yeah. And of course, everybody worked locally then.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, not like thinking of the children's school, the parents would either be working at the mill here, or possibly one of the mills in the junction, or possibly Sutton or Hayfield, or be farmers' children. Because I can tell you the story of Mr. Hodge, who was the vicar when he came. I mean, I remember at the time of my father, he was telling me this story, that he came into school and said, "Good smell, Mr. Orty." It's all these farmers' children. Come with the manure on their boots.
Now, there's a school report. Your dad is. There's his signature.
Oh, yes, that's his father's signature, yes. Oh, is it about having things like spelling down?
Let's see what we've got.
Yes.
We've got arithmetic. Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic, English, and that's split into composition, grammar, spelling, and recitation.
And if you think about it, arithmetic in those days was very complicated. I mean, to teach children how to add in hundreds, tens, units, then when they've got that, you then get to pounds and pence. And then, I mean, you're doing all your measurements, yards, feet, inches, miles, furlongs, chains. As you know, I taught mathematics, so I was getting it towards the last 10 years of my teaching career when decimal money came in. But I felt then it liberated the primary schools because they could start doing a bit of geometry with them and all sorts of more interesting things than they had time to do when they didn't got to cope with all these weights and measures.
So do you remember school parties and things like that?
Oh, well, they put on, they always had a party at Christmas, and various people that were, you know, all right, in the village, especially the radio officers at Kildwick Hall, at Farnhill Hall, and the Briggses at Kildwick Hall, would give a generous contribution. Mrs. Ridioff would buy a toy for every child in the infants class. You see, I know in the end, she'd arrange with Mr. Snowden, who had the post office, that Mr. Orty could go down and pick the toys, because he'd know how many boys he had and how many girls. If it's any interest, he said he ordered the quantities for the tea in proportion to what they'd ordered at the school he taught at in Dewsbury before he, you know, came to Kildwick. But it shows what conditions were like. He found at Kildwick half the food was left. Dewsbury, they cleared the decks.
Yeah. Yes.
Because this was late, if you think, he'd left Dewsbury in 1926, which was the year of the general strike.
Yes.
And, you know, the children there were really poor. Oh. Mm-hmm. Coming here to a country place, it's, I mean, they weren't exactly well off, but...
No, but they were better off, weren't they?
Yeah.
Well, and of course, you see, as I say, all the children were still at school till 14, because secondary schools for all didn't come in until the Education Act after the war. But a lot of children got scholarships in my father's time. And there was an honours board, but Mr. Bottomley, he took it down. I think that was when comprehensives, you know, were coming in and felt everybody was equal. And, because I know at that reunion in 1994, there were quite a lot of, you know, former scholars who said to me, "Where's the honours board gone?" And they weren't just the ones whose names had been on them. There were others of them.
When you took your county exam, did you have to go somewhere to take the exam?
Oh, you mean the County Minor Scholarship? Mm-hmm. Yes, I had to go to Sutton Council School on a Saturday morning.
Oh.
Yes.
Yes. Not in school time, you have to go
and it's funny.
That's right.
I think, you see, they were, I think they were just the ones that... Not every one of that, you know, actually went and took it. I think the head of the...
It decided who we thought
might go. Had a chance.
Yeah.
But the others that sat my year were all boys. And in fact, I said we seemed to have been more boys at school than them. They were girls the year after, the year after that.